you can hear what thus saith the Lord. Amen. Amen. Let's receive him by saying amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. God bless you, Elder.
All right.
Amen.
I got it. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Yeah, thank you, Jesus. Glad to be here in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And I didn't get a chance to look in my Sunday school lesson during the week until I got here today. And what God gave me this morning was in the Sunday school lesson. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
When everything going well, you know, nothing going wrong, they ain't studying Jesus.
No.
Huh? They tell you, atheists will tell you that they are atheists. The atheists say they don't believe in God, or there is a God, unless something happened. Huh? Going with Jesus, being with Jesus. This is the message of the day to all the saints in the world and to the world. Going from here and being with Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. We are holiness. We are different people. We don't sprinkle people with the water. We don't tell Amen. People to come in and give the sinner man's prayer.
Amen.
Oh, you say, so oh God, coming into my life, forgive me of my sins. Now you say, you're a new person. No, no, we don't preach that. Because we preach, you got to go down in the water and leave your sins there and come up new. Thank you, Jesus. And I could be a Lutheran today.
Amen.
Amen. Presbyterian. Huh? I could be a Baptist today. I could be anything else but the truth.
Amen.
We are in the truth.
That's right.
What we preach and what we teach is in the Bible.
That's right.
It's there.
Amen.
You know, just other folks just get it and they get twisted up and mess it up and then mess everybody else up with it. We ain't twisted up and messed up. We got the word of God. We got the truth.
The truth.
It's a mystery what God did. You know, God, He was the one that made the formula for the plan of salvation.
Yes.
Not man.
Amen.
You know, you got a cake, right? If you put an apple in there, you don't mess it up. You know, it just tastes kind of funny. Jesus made the formula.
Yeah.
He made it. You know, it came down here. This is how, what you got to do to be saved.
That's Thank
you,
right.
That's what we preach. We are Jesus only, holy rollies, whatever they want to call us. We are apostolic, you know, that's it. We're not what they call denomination. We're not denomination. Denomination means that anybody that believes, whatever God you believe in, come on, you're saying we believe in the same God. No, we're not. We believe in one God.
One God.
One God.
One God.
There is only one God.
God.
Thank you, Jesus. And then we believe that that one God came to earth and gave us a name to call him. Person. He wanted us to be get personal with him.
All right.
And he gave us a name, and his name is Jesus is that one God.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. That's what we preach. People don't preach that. They don't preach that Jesus is God. He's the Son of God. Jesus is the Son of God. But the way they believe it, that Jesus is separate from God. Another being from God. No, Jesus is the Son of God because he's made his own self his own son.
Hallelujah.
Huh? Thank you, Jesus. That's how he's the Son of God. That's in the book. It's in the Bible. This is what we preach. Thank you, Jesus. The Word of God is God, right?
Amen.
And Jesus is the Word. Jesus is the Word of God.
Yes.
So that makes him who? God. Thank you, Jesus. That makes him God. And he's coming back to get us one of these days, huh?
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. My message today is come and go with me.
Come and go with
me. Come and go with me.
All right.
Amen.
To my what?
Father's house.
Father's house. Jesus said it to us, and I'm saying it to you. Come and go with me.
Go with me.
To my Father's house.
All right.
Jesus is my Father. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He's my Father in heaven.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He's going to take me from here one day. He said it. He's not going to take back his word. In the 14th chapter of John, second verse, in the paragraph I want to read in that verse is 14th chapter. He said in the second verse, in the latter part of that verse, he said, if it was not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare
a place
for you. The word of God is faithful and true.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Go out and it don't come back void.
That's right.
Come and go with me to my
Father's house.
Thank you, Jesus. There's many mansions. Thank you, Jesus. I wouldn't tell you this if it wasn't so.
It wasn't true.
Thank you, Jesus. Come and go with me at my Father's house. 1 Corinthians 1, the second chapter, the 15th verse. He speaks of the earthly things. And then he speaks of the heavenly things. And then in the 50th verse, now this is, I say, brethren, that what? Flesh and blood cannot inherit the what?
Kingdom of God.
The kingdom of flesh and blood. What that mean? This old body, this dirt that's on this earth, it's not going to heaven.
Amen.
It ain't going to have no parts of heaven.
That's right.
Think it's not going to come into the earthly thing belong where?
On earth.
Thank you, Jesus.
Neither doth
the corruption
inherit
incorruption. Thank you, Jesus. He said, behold, I show you what?
A mystery.
Here's a mystery. The Paul controls a mystery. And we shall what?
Not all sleep.
What that mean?
We ain't gonna all die.
Everybody's not gonna die. Before Jesus come, everybody's not gonna die. That's something gonna die, and that's something that's not gonna die.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jesus. Just be ready when you come. Jesus wants you dead or alive.
Huh? Right.
He's coming for the dead, and he's coming for the alive. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. That's why we gotta present our body a living sacrifice.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Huh? Be holy when he come.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. But share what?
We shall all be changed.
Listen, so who is all be changed?
All the saints.
Our
bodies are going to change from incorruptible to incorruptible.
Yeah, it ain't going to happen till when?
Till they come to get us.
The dead in Christ. Ain't nothing going to happen.
Yes.
When Jesus come in the sky, nothing going to happen to the dead in Christ.
Yes.
Shall rise first.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you, Jesus. When the dead in Christ, the one... They're not dead. They just in a place resting.
Mm-hmm.
See, dead just mean resting, huh? Sleep, huh? Sleep just mean from the cares of this world. You free from the cares of this world. You don't have to worry about nothing in this world. Those are the people that left this world, huh? And died in Jesus.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. They're not somewhere snoring and turning over and stuff. Nah, they just resting. Waiting. They waiting just as much as we are.
Mm-hmm.
Final thing. The only difference between them is nothing could touch them.
Thank you,
Jesus. Huh?
Amen.
Y'all hear me?
Amen.
Nothing could touch them.
Amen.
Satan and his demons, his angels can't touch those who died in Christ.
Amen.
He could mess with us. Huh? We're alive. The devil, he could mess with us all he wants. That's as far as he'll get. He still can't touch us. But he just plagues us all the time.
Yes.
Body pain, headaches, and arthritis, and diseases, and whatever you can name, he can do. While we're alive, we still going to be tempted and tried.
Amen.
By the devil.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. But those that's resting in Jesus, they kick back.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm, they still here. When I say, what is it? They rising from somewhere, right?
Uh-huh.
So it's got to be somewhere here on this earth.
Yes.
They here in spirit. Thank you, Jesus. They ain't got the fleshly body no more. They in the spirit. They just waiting on God.
That's
coming. And we shall be changed. And he said, in a moment. It's going to happen so fast. In a twinkling of an eye. Twinkle your eye. That's how fast it's going to be. That's pretty quick, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
Ooh, Lord. Oh, ain't nobody going to have time to do nothing.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Twinkle the eye. Then it says, at the last trump, it's that Jesus is going to come with the trump of God.
Amen.
The voice of the organ. We're going to get to that. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to find out. In the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound.
Yes.
And the what? Dead
shall be raised incorruptible.
Incorruptible.
And
we shall be what?
Changed.
We. Now who is we?
The ones that are dead.
The ones that are alive.
The ones that are alive. We.
Amen.
We. The dead in Christ and the one that's alive.
Alright.
Remember, once the dead in Christ react,
Yes.
Once they react to God, and then we're gonna react with the dead. Together.
Mm-hmm.
I'm changed. Thank you, Jesus.
Twinkling of eye.
Amen. That's something you blink your eye. People don't think about it. This is what the church should preach. This is the message of today. Thank you, Jesus. If you keep preaching this kind of stuff, and what's going to happen to somebody that's going to lose out when they, if they miss this, they will live saved. I don't want to miss out. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to live saved every day, 24 hours a day in my sleep, in my dreams, wherever.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to live saved because you don't know when he's coming.
That's right.
And when he comes, it's going to happen so fast.
Amen.
It's going to happen so fast, but what's going to happen? The people of the world is going to know that Jesus came.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. You, those that's ready for Jesus, when he come out of the sky, he said, come on, and blow the trumpet, and all that's dead is in Christ, and we alive. This is the message of the day.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. That Jesus is coming. It's going to be soon, and we're going to be changed. A body that can't die. New body. It's going to be brand new. It's going to be a new body. And we're going to go up. Huh? And with the Lord.
Man.
We're going to find out in a minute. Thank you, Jesus. And say what? So when what? Corruptible.
Put on
incorruptible. And this mortal.
Shall put on immortality.
Who are they talking about?
Saints.
The saints.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And then what?
Then shall be brought to pass.
That was written. Uh-huh.
That
death.
Death is swallowed up.
In victory. Uh-huh.
O death, where is thy sting?
None of this is going to happen until Jesus comes.
Amen.
When he comes, the victory over death is going to end it.
Mm-hmm.
It's in it. It's over. Thank you, Jesus. Then what?
Okay.
It's going to say something about a judgment.
Where is thy victory?
Where's your victory? Uh-huh.
Sting of death.
Uh-huh.
And the strength of sin is the law.
Thank you, Jesus. Uh-huh.
But thanks it's be all, to God.
Yeah.
Which giveth us the victory.
The victory.
Through our Lord Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Jesus. And what?
Therefore, brethren, be ye steadfast.
Steadfast. How are you going to be steadfast? Every day of your life. You got to be ready.
Be ready.
Help me, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Lord. Keep my mind. Thank you, Jesus. Huh? Keep my soul.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Whatever it takes for you to make it with God, do it.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Anything that's in your way, anything that's in your life, move it. Thank you, Jesus. You got time. As long as you got breath in your body,
Amen.
Blood in your veins, you got time to move things out of your life.
All right.
That Amen. Could cause you to miss out with God. People is taking this lightly. Right now, I wish I had 1,000 people in this audience right now.
Amen.
Because they need to be listening to this. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Jesus is the, these people is taking this stuff lightly
yes.
about Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. As long as ain't nothing happening, they just... Thank you, Jesus. Everything is all right. Thank you, Jesus. And what else you say, God?
Unmovable. Always abounding in the work of the Lord.
You hear that? Always abounding in the what of the Lord?
Work of the Lord.
Of the Lord. For what?
For as much as you know that your labor, not in vain.
God is not going to forget you.
Hallelujah.
Right.
Thank you, Jesus. Not going to. You living for Jesus, working for Jesus. Trying to help others, not being selfish. I'm not selfish. I want somebody else to be saved. I want everybody in this building to make it with Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Huh? I'm going to save myself, huh? Yeah, amen?
Amen.
I'm going to save myself.
Amen.
But I'm also going to help you to
amen.
Make it with Jesus.
Amen.
It's in the Word. Here it is right here. All we have to do is follow the instruction of the Word of God that he left.
Amen.
Jesus had no intention to stay here to preach to us 2,000 years.
Yes.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
He didn't come in for that.
Amen.
He loved his home.
Hmm.
So what he did, he met these 12 men and trained them, and then they went on to Paul and went on to the other apostles. It's our job. Thank
Amen.
You, Jesus.
Amen.
Before we leave this earth, God wants us to help anybody that wants to be helped. Yes. The only sad part, most people don't want to be helped. Uh-uh. They don't want to. I believe in what I believe in. My church is over here, like you said. My church is over. I got a church. If your church is not preaching holiness and not preaching repentance and the baptism in Jesus' name, everything you're listening to and doing is vain. It's vain. Say vain.
Vain.
It's vain. Nonsense. Thank you, Jesus. Nonsense. God said, don't listen to them. Thank you, Jesus. This is the message God gave us. We are going to be changed. It's going to happen. We wait. A host of people. Thank you, Jesus. Is waiting.
Thank you,
Jesus. Waiting for this moment. I believe with all my heart that the saints down in the grave or wherever they are, wherever they want to call it, wherever the God got them resting, huh? I believe they hear us, they see us, can't respond to us, but they know we're there. Thank you, Jesus, huh? I believe they're there waiting just like we are for Jesus.
Amen.
They might be having church down there too, huh?
No.
I'm having church down there waiting. Thank you, Jesus. I say down there, I don't know where it is. Could be in the sky. Could be somewhere in heaven. I don't know. But one thing I do know, God said, rise. Thank you, Jesus. You can't look at it no other way. I believe that if we believe that Jesus Christ, I'm in Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians 3, 4, 4, 4. If we believe that Jesus died and rose again, okay, most people was stop it right there. I believe that Jesus died and rose again. I believe that. So that makes me say, if you believe that Jesus died and rose again, you're going to obey his word. Huh? His command.
Amen.
You can't stop it. I believe. Uh-huh. I'm going to obey his command. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Even so, them also will sleep in Jesus. Y'all hear that? Will God bring with him. People that sleep in Jesus,
mm-hmm.
God is going to bring with him. Thank you, Jesus. Right. I'm on the 14th verse. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep somewhere on this earth. We're not going to tamper with them. We're not going to hinder them. We're not going to stop them. Nothing. They got a guaranteed ticket. Into heaven.
Amen.
That's what it is.
Hallelujah.
You die in Jesus. That's why if somebody kill you and you die in Jesus, thank you.
Thank you. Amen. 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 Amen.